couple more headlines. Colorado Governor Jared Polis slams the CDC for inaccurate reporting on COVID deaths. This is going to happen all across the amber waves of surgical masks. Death totals are going to go down, 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 down. Why? Because they faked the death certificates. Why did they do that? To get a bailout. To make their situation seem that much more dire. Also, to be able to tell their citizenry, look at all the people that are dying in this state. I'm not going to allow this to happen in this state. We're going to. Colorado's Democrat governor, Jared Polis, is pushing back against data from the CDC disputing how the agency counts death from COVID-19. According to the CDC, anyone who tested positive to the corona bug during their time of death is counted as a COVID-19 death. You might as well say everyone then. Polis claims people want to know who died directly from corona bug instead of those who happen to test positive after another cause of death. Folks, I don't have enough time to explain this to you. If you're a new listener, if you want to learn about this, this is what is known as a comorbidity. Now, again, here on the Mike Church Show and on the Crusade Channel, we deal in facts. I don't need fake news and innuendo to make the case here. What's a comorbidity? Humphreys is suffering from diabetes, is probably morbidly obese, and is already running the risk of dying of heart disease or dying of a heart attack or dying of something related to his diabetes. He gets the flu and then gets the test positive for COVID-19, gets an upper respiratory infection, and because he's already weak, which is why it's called a comorbidity, because he's already weak, now he his body is unable to fight off the flu or the corona flu or whatever it may be. But it's a comorbidity. In other words, there's an underlying condition that already exists and he was already at risk or she was already at risk of dying from. So how many did they take off the COVID-19 deaths in Colorado? 300. That's just the first audit. There'll be more. Here's another headline. A federal judge overrules North Carolina's governor's restrictions on worship. This is one of the cases Chris Ferrara said on this show yesterday that he was waiting to get the results of. This now puts the pressure on the court that has Father Robinson's case that Chris is taking for the exact same measure, which is to say a federal judge overturned North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper's order Saturday that sought to cap religious services at no more than 10 people, while businesses and other organizations in the state were left to accommodate up to 50. So in other words, if you can have 50 people in a Home Depot, then you can have 50 people in Our Lady of the Assumption in Raleigh, North Carolina. Just one church.
He was saying that the reason he said that, the reason he implemented that, was because worship centers were considered hotbeds because of all the touching that happens. Touching doesn't happen at Home Depot.
Yeah, no one shakes hands at Home Depot. No one touches things on the aisles. No one touches things. No one touches keypads. No one gets within 6 feet of each other. You're going to socially distance. Did you see this? Ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. There's a restaurant in Maryland. Some kind of seafood joint. I guess it's out on the harbor. Where you can go and eat there if you're willing to sit or stand inside of a contraption that has an 8-foot in circumference enter tube around you. And people are going like, if that's what they want to do to go eat, then they should be able to do it. Programming monkeys. We are being programmed like monkeys. I'm going to come back to that because I want to get to that. I know I printed this out. It happens to me every day. Too many things in the pile of prep, and I can't find what I'm actually looking for. There's a story at, well, I guess I didn't. There's an article at the American Thinker. I didn't print it. I must have it open over here. Article at the American Thinker. Look, there's a, in the chat room, crusadechannel.com. /chat, there is a picture because people like can't picture. Why are all these idiots smiling? This is, you have to wait in this.
They got free beer to stand in it. That's why. Just for the picture.
They got free beer to stand in it? Well, okay. I might have done it too. Only if it was small batch beer, though. There was an article at the American Thinker yesterday. And I'll print it because I wanted to go. I actually didn't see it. Brother Andre Marie saw it and had tagged me in it. And I went and read it and went, okay. Carol Baker, I want to say, is the author. And she basically has a summary of all that is transpired. Here it is. Carol Brown. Police state dry run, a huge success. This article was so good that I thought it was worthy of actually reading the whole thing. We have become part of a mass-scale human experiment in government control. And it turned out that stripping away every freedom wasn't all that difficult. Under the guise of concern for our health and well-being, tyrants came out of the woodwork. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our lives are being destroyed as the left solidifies and expands their oppressive powers. By the by, one of the things, and I'll keep talking about this here on the Mike Church Show on the here on Radio Free Pandemistan, that is most disturbing about what has happened over the last 75 days is that the concept of states' rights has taken on a new, far more powerful, and far more menacing meaning. If you have elected a ten-horned dictator tyrant as your governor, and if a national emergency can be declared, or they can declare a statewide emergency, look at what they are able to do. Not hard for me to envision guillotines being manufactured in the same place where they made the ventilator machines and shipped to little town squares all across America, where there are deep blue tyrants in control, where the executions a la the French Revolution can begin anew. Did you not, as citizen, did you wear your mask in public, citizen? No, I didn't. Off with his head. You name it, it's happening, she writes. You tell me if what follows sounds like the United States or China. We've been told who can work and who can't, with language that separates us according to who is and who isn't essential. As the almighty state supersedes individual rights and the family unit. That's the most important part, the family union. An assault on the family unit always comes back to the family. Satan and Beelzebub and Moloch and the boys' war is on mankind, but they know where ultimately that particular rotten and molded bread is buttered with rancid butter in the home. Mess up the family, and you're going to mess up the entire human race.
About the war in the Persian Gulf. Big doings in the Persian Gulf. You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings, too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Can't build a decent car, can't make a TV set or a VCR worth the fuck. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right. Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country. Tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. Well, when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones, and that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. Bullshit, that's our fucking job.
Church, have you got millennial? Oh, I guarantee you, I ain't get this video taken off of you, boob. Put this song on it. Done. Marcus Aurelius, Dudas Maritus Maximus Augustine. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. You know what we forgot to do? We were so wrapped up in Crusade Corona hoax and now the Corona coup. We forgot. I completely forgot. Anniversary 28. Plus we had the episode number 1,000, the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel. I completely forgot episode anniversary number 28. Of the show being born on April the 21st, 1992. So, no birthday party? You're under lockdown. You shouldn't be celebrating anyway. Whatevs. Okay. Our call-in line telephone number, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Foundations Restored. This is the great equalizer when it comes to that most pernicious, disgusting, diabolical, and deceitful of all scientisms, and that is Darwinian evolution. Talk about a hoax. Well, if you've been in the fight for any amount of time, you know that this is an article of religious faith among the non-faithful, and even among some of the faithful. They'll argue with you. Come on, you're an embarrassment. You're the reason why they call us. They say we're against science because of people like you. I'm not opposed to science. I love science, actual science. And by the way, science is not a religion, and science is not a solution. Science is, from the Latin, scientia, knowledge. All sciences is learning knowledge. Let me show you something that you teach you in Philosophia Perennis. You think of knowing and learning as, okay, class, what we're going to learn today is the theory, Bernoulli's theory on flotation and buoyancy.